T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mickey, day game after night game. Everybody needed sleep, but for you to wake up and see a Cubs loss and this team inches closer in the wild card standings has to make you smile heading into today.
Yeah, it does. And you know, we don't really worry about that. We were smiling after we won our game, and that's all we can control. So we'll continue to do that, focus on what we can do. And, you know, whatever happens from there, you have to deal with. You know, I think that this team does it better than most teams I've ever been around. They control the things they can control and don't worry about the others. And if we keep that focus, I think that gives us the best chance to do what we want to do.
You talked about last night the way this team was able to win, that you could get some guys off their feet early. You didn't have to go to your best in the bullpen with the way this team was able to get the shutout last night.
Yeah, so we're in a great spot today, right? A couple guys got rested. We got Rosie off his feet for a couple innings. Alonzo, you know, got off his feet for a couple innings, and those guys play every single day. We got a fresh Cano, a fresh Conforto in there. We have our whole bullpen available. So we're poised to have another good game today, and that's not always easy after a night game coming into a day game. So let's get this thing done and try and sweep.
We've talked at length about Pete and all of his accomplishments on the field. To see what he did and how he engineered the commemorative cleats, and he stands at his locker and tells the story and how much it means to him. What does it say to be able to have a rookie with that kind of presence and understanding in the clubhouse?
Yeah, no, that's great. He's a thoughtful kid, and he's all about the fans and the people. And I think that's what this was about for Pete, is his appreciation to our fans and our country.
And on the other side, someone like Todd Frazier, whose playing time has lessened a little bit lately, but then the last couple of days he's had some big hits for you, and he stands at his locker, he keeps things loose and understands the team goal and what this team is fighting for.
He really does. You know, in the last, I think, 15 days he is raking, and that's with some off days. And he understands that he's going to get some off days, as does J.D. Davis. They both understand there's going to be some times where they won't play, especially against righties with our heavy left-handedness talent. So you got to commend those guys for still coming in. Great approach, great enthusiasm, even if they don't play, and just want the team to win. You know, that's selflessness at its best.
You mentioned off day. It's just an off day today for McNeil, off day for Nimmo?
Yeah, off day for both of those guys. You know, both of those guys coming off the IL. We have a 10-game stretch. You know they're not going to play all of them, so we're just trying to maximize their ability to play as many games as possible and still stay healthy coming off their injuries. And you don't lose anything because you put Cano and Conforto in their spot. So great roster we have going right now, and we're gonna capable of winning a lot of games.
And 4 games in a row for Ramos, day game after night game, so Nittle gives him a break today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 4 is probably the maximum we're going to want, or we feel comfortable catching him at this point. You know, most catchers, it's 4 and then get a day off, and it makes a lot of sense because 4 with a night game, then a day game, it would be tough to do the 5th. So this makes a lot of sense, and we'll get him back out there soon.
Marcus Stroman, numbers have been a little uneven since he's come over from Toronto. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, we just need those early count outs. I think we've talked about it in between these starts. He's got to get that sinker over early and get some quick outs to keep his pitch count down. So attack, strike 1, 1-1 strikes, control the count with quality pitches and get some easy ground balls.
All right, Mickey, thanks. Have a good one today.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brad.